Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It's hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. We'd love to hear some solutions to the issues. You know, I'm kind of tired about talking about how the banksters are screwing us, how it's the synagogue of Satan, how they lied about this in history and lied about that in history. Yeah, I get it. I get it. And so does everybody listening. Well, I don't know about everybody, but many people get it. What are you going to do about it? Eh? What are you going to do about it? We're taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Would love for you to contribute to this dialogue we're having, and hopefully we can put enough of our heads together and come up with something practical and pragmatic. Kevin is in Iowa. Hello, Kevin.
How you doing tonight, Bob?
Hey.
You want some solutions?
That's what I've been asking for, man. You got something good for me?
Boy, did you nail it. You said I had, like, some solutions. You haven't gotten any solutions yet, have you? Even after you asked five times, same question, hey, you got any solutions?
I mean, not really. I mean, I understand that there are certain philosophical, ideas, but I'm looking for something to do, man. I'm looking for getting our hands dirty, maybe moving to a community together and building a fence. I don't know. That's something.
Ah, here you go. You ready? I got about 15 of them. Okay. Here's the biggest one that I've found so far. Dianne Feinstein on the Second Amendment. Self-admitted tyranny, treason, whatever. Arrest her. Okay? There's only 2,500 Marxists up at the top. Go after them face-to-face. Arrest them. Get rid of them. Okay? Now, here's something that everybody can do if they're lazy. Go out and vote with your money for good things, okay, because the evil can't tolerate not having any revenue. So, okay, vote with your money. That's one of the key things. Change the guard at the top, okay? I just recently got involved in a party, so I'm headed for the committees and stuff that will put my agenda things in that I'm hearing from everybody else. Get involved in that political deadbeat stuff that's going on. Change the guard. Now, what you guys do really great, you know, now I can't tell you, it's like Jesus, you know, don't give them fish, teach them how to fish. You guys have done that, okay? So I've heard it, I understand, I'm woken up, I understand. Now, what are the solutions? Nobody's got solutions. Well, you've educated on how the tyranny works, now put the pressure on them, okay? When the masses said no, when Obama went into Syria, and then London's parliament said, I don't think we're going to do that. Obama backed off of that so fast so that he wouldn't go down on record as being, you know, a monger. and he knew it was 400-1, and he knew that he wasn't going to make any progress historically if he had gone for that vote, so he backed off of it. That was a win. Nobody keeps talking about it. Benghazi. We cannot let that evil witch get into the presidency because she has gone out there and the terminals weren't even on. It was a whole stage political theater. And the problem is that Chris Stevens was murdered because they were lackadaisical. Get in their face over that. Okay. 1974. Now, if you go back to actually, I think it's 72 or so, there was a thing called zero population. And one of the gals that I know, her husband talked her into having a hysterectomy so that they wouldn't have babies. And 20 years later, she totally regretted that, okay? But in 1974, Henry Kissinger's behind a secret treaty that was for stealth depopulation. That's the epicenter of the whole thing. Get that treaty out on the table, get it spread around, and go get in their face. Counterpunch any assault that the authoritarians make, just like martial arts, right? You take a punch, you counter it, and then you come back with a punch. That's what has to happen. No protests, because protests are worthless. It's just it's a media event, goes nowhere, you're talking to a brick wall, so what, okay? But you gotta push back, okay? And then, like the case file numbers for all the cases that go to court, you need those. Those need to get put out. Nobody's doing it. That needs to happen. Nullification needs to be educated to everybody. You go to a trial, you are the person. And no judge, no lawyer can override a jury's verdict. And in nullification, if you don't believe that the law is correct, you can say no. And that's allowed. The judge tells you, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can, because the third word in the Constitution is we the people, well, the people, right? It's the people that created the government, not the other way around. Okay, pull some pixie sticks. You know, just like in the Death Star, there was that one tunnel. Boom, you drop a stick down into there, and the whole thing goes up, blows the whole Death Star up. Same thing. Pull the pixie sticks wherever you can. And at the top are these psychopaths. Now, that is a problem. How do you get rid of a psychopath? I haven't figured that out yet. But when you're talking about the populace, everybody's busy going to work day to day, you know, and they've got a full dance card. But we only need 15% of the people to get active. And we won on the Second Amendment. There was Colorado recalls. That was great for those guys. We won on Syria. We're going to win on Benghazi. And the November elections are coming up. There you have it. What do you think, Bob?
That was a mouthful.
15 solutions. I can go back over them real quick for you if you want again. No problem.
No. I want you to send me an email because I'd like a lot of what you had to say.
Yeah.
And I'd like to. Many of those are better than things I've heard so far. Yeah, man. Well, at least you're giving it some serious thought, and I appreciate that.
Well, Dianne Feinstein goes and gets arrested. That puts all the rest of those cockroaches on notice, and they start running for, you know, dark cover.
Well, I agree she needs to be arrested, and I think we need to arrest quite a few other people. But my fear is that if we take out those individuals, there's going to be more individuals that come into their place if we don't have a more profound, systematic change.
We do have to change that direction, and that's going to take some involvement by 15% of the people. The Ron Paul people are still out there. They know what to do, and they're getting it done. I've seen what's going on around here, and they've done great. They're taking over the party meetings, and they're changing the direction, and that's going to mean McCain's out. That means King is out. That means Pelosi's
out. Did you
say
Ron Paul or Rand Paul?
No, Ron Paul.
Yeah, because here's the deal with that. Ron Paul's no longer active, obviously, but his followers are still active, which is great. However, many of them are supporting Rand Paul, who I'm just not too sold on.
No, I agree with you. But Ron Paul, see, he had to shut up for a year. That's over. That was over just a week ago, and now Ron Paul is back on the loose again.
Oh great. Granted, he had to shut up for a year. So now is he going to finally come out about 9/11, and is he finally going to come out about, you know, many other topics that we all wish he would have?
Well, I agree with you. There's some question marks there, and I would not be a betting person on that. But his followers are still out there. They're full of
I get you.
Energy and everything.
And you know what? They are a good example. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You brought up a great point. All you have to do on 9/11 is say, what happened to Building 7? Boom, that's it. That's a smoking gun. You don't have to talk about anything else other than that. You got to go.
I just watched the footage.
Benghazi. Chris Stevens is dead because you asked. Oh, sorry. Because you didn't do anything about it. If you look at what was the other one? Oh crap! I lost it. The Mexican gun running. Okay,
Fast and Furious. You're right, Kevin. Hey, buddy, we got to run though because I'm coming up to a hard break. And when we come back, I'll get to Gary, Fred, and Blue.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future. The future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your calls tonight, and I think we're getting some good feedback. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. Let's go now to Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm glad we're talking about solutions tonight. I've been involved with
the National Liberty Alliance. We got a website, nationallibertyalliance.org. We've been working to reinstate common law grand juries all over the country. We're in all 50 states now. We've voted to reinstate in 145 counties. And I don't know if you heard, I sent you a link a couple of weeks ago. I know you probably get a ton of emails, but it's really worth a look. I mean, there's a ton of information on the site, and we have a conference call every Monday night, a national call.
I was looking at it. There's also a chapter up the road from me in Ocala.
Yeah, we ran out of time that night. I called you a week or so ago when we were talking about Rand Paul. Our state coordinator down in Florida, he's a friend of mine. He used to live up here in Pittsburgh. He's in Ocala. He was on a local AM station the other day talking about this, I think on the 19th. I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but...
Local AM station here in the Ocala area?
Oh, Ocala Live, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll send you, I'll send you the show. It's only like 20-some minutes long. But he lays it out pretty good. But we're really getting a lot of steam. And, I'm so tired. I was with the Ron Paul campaign up in New Hampshire and all that. And I knew he wasn't going to win. I knew there was the voting process, forget about it. But I took that opportunity to take a ton of DVDs up there and woke up a lot of people. But I'll tell you what, it was really an experience going to Virginia and Ohio. And the people that are woke up, they're caught in this protesting and all that. I mean, solutions that have never worked, I liked a lot of what the last caller had to say, but forget about the voting process. I mean, if you're still drinking that Kool-Aid, forget about it, it's frustrating, but... this is something I really sunk my teeth into. I've been doing this for a long time, and it gets frustrating. I can hear your frustration earlier, but if you're not in the solution, we could talk about the problem all night. We all know about the Fed and all that crap, 1913, and But I'd really like you to take a good look at that. Maybe tune into the conference call on Monday night and. I'd really like to see RBN get behind this, because I think this is a real solution.
I'd like to learn more.
Yeah.
And if you can line up some guests for me, I'd be happy to have them on.
I can get you the guy that started it off in New York, Don Durash. Don Durash.
Okay, yeah. Welcome to come on the show, and I'll we'll vet it out. We'll see what merits we can find with it.
Well, I emailed you a couple of times. I know you probably get a ton of emails, but I will email you his contact information, or you can get it off the website,
Okay.
I'd really appreciate if you would check this out. To email and Tom from Resurrect the Republic. I'll tell you what, I'm really excited how far RBN's coming and I wish I had some money to really support it. I spent all my money with this ministry I got, trying to educate people about what's going on.
It's important that you're doing something, so don't feel too bad about it,
You can bring knowledge to the sheeple, but you can't make them think.
Exactly right. I like that. That's a variation on you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. Absolutely.
Yeah, you said it a while ago. People aren't desperate enough.
No, they got to be hungry, like physically hungry. So, all right, well, Gary, thanks, man. I appreciate all your support, and let's have them on as a guest, and let's see if this is something that we can all get behind, and we'll do so live on the air. All right.
All right, buddy. God bless. Thanks.
All right. Take care. All right. I want to go to Blue now in Tennessee, Mr. Producer. Okay. I would like to talk to Blue and see what she has on her mind as far as what solutions there are. And let's do so now. Can we get Blue on? Hello, Blue?
Hello.
How are you?
The I'm good. The first thing that you have to do is understand we have to use the same tactics as the left. Or the right, depending upon how you want to look at it. But it's intimidation. And the first people that you have to target are your local media. Once you can target the local media and embarrass them, what they'll do is they'll take that to the next level and they will tell the main media for their particular affiliation that they're being harassed by the locals and their community for what they're putting on air. I mean, we already know the mainstream media is dying anyway. But this is just an easy way to push them out even quicker. And another way to do that is to go after the local advertisers that are advertising. You're not going to be able to get to the national media or the national advertisers, but you can do it locally. I've done it. You talk about changing a talk show host's mind over some things that he had said. Oh, yeah, no, I sat for 2 hours and acted as though I was going to purchase a car. And as soon as we were getting ready to write up the paperwork, I said, you know what? You advertise on the Phil Williams show. I am so sorry. I was so upset with something that he said on air. I'm sorry. I can't do business with you.
So let me get this straight. You go into a car dealership. You test drive the car. You look at different models. You ask them about the upgrades. You go and you say, I got this amount of money I want to spend. They show you around. You finally say, you know what? I really love this car. Can we do something about it? You go out you go to the bathroom and you come back and you say, you know what? I'm sorry, I forgot. You guys advertised with such and such.
Yep.
This is what you did.
That's what I did.
And what did they say?
They were like, really? I am so sorry. Are you sure you won't reconsider? No. I will not. And it wasn't that I went to the bathroom. I received a phone call, quote, unquote, on my phone. And this look of shock and horror on my face. And then I immediately said, I'm sorry, I can't do business with you all.
Did they keep calling you afterwards?
No, because I gave them the fake number and a fake name.
Okay. Did you tell them your name was Blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've also used it in print media as well. I caught was a staunch Republican advertising in a liberal magazine or a liberal newspaper here. I called them up and not advertised in there again. I set it up as though I was going to have an auctioning off my grandmother's estate.
Interesting. Yeah, well, that's a clever approach. I think there's some merit to that. Hit them in their pocketbooks. Thanks, Blue.
That's it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right, more calls when we come back at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. We've been talking about solutions and taking phone calls about how we can actively stand up and do something about the situation we're in. And I could sit here and talk about news, and we do that a lot. But I want to get to the root problem of things. Try to get to the bottom of it and discuss how exactly we can act in a fashion that's going to make a difference for us and our families. So we'll continue to take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's troll-free, 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Fred now in Michigan again. Fred, you want to give it another try?
At the grassroots level, Bob, I've already started organizing through the local talk radio stations by calling in and surveying the audience as to whether they would like to come together at a local library and review established data from various credentialed sources, like Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch USA, and like Clint Richardson has brought on, I can't remember, maybe his name is Farrell, Organic Laws Institute. Here's a guy, highly credentialed Esquire of California, and he gave it all up to form the Organic Laws Institute. I heard the interview. Clint had him on once. Extraordinarily motivating. I hope Clint brings him back on. I hope, well, I don't know if it's possible for you to interview him. People should view Clint's Corporation Nation documentary, right? The Corporation Nation. I strongly recommend people to tune into his program before yours. It's really very inspiring. Okay, so you have the Organic Laws Institute. You also have people advertising on Republic Escape Harassment. They have been engaged in law research, independent law research, for the last 30 years. And what they've perfected are bona fide, functional legal processes that terminate the presumption that, and you know, the presumption is based on the implied consent via the birth certificate and the Social Security trust that we all volunteered into, but without informed consent. Nobody explained all of the compelled benefit liability, all right? And in UCC 1-308, which Ralph referred to as the Uniform Commercial Code, which is, but UCC 1-308 specifically delineates that any unrevealed contract and any contract that we enter into without informed consent. Bob, everything is contract. You've engaged in contracts whether you know it or not, and I can guarantee there might be a half a dozen people at best in the audience who would call in and say, yeah, informed consent means full disclosure, in good faith, valuable consideration, clean hands, the four prerequisite principal tenets of a valid contract. And even the federal charter, U.S. Constitution, alludes to that in Article 1, Section 10. No state shall pass any law impairing obligation of contract. 14th Amendment. The validity of the public debt, which is a contract, shall not be questioned. Okay, now, Brandon Turpeville, whom you had on, right, last year, I went and checked out Activist Post, and after reviewing Brandon's data, I saw this lady, Susan Boskey, B as in Betty, O-S-K-E-Y, Susan Boskey, 11 secretive facts regarding the original Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union. In fact, Clint interviewed her last week. Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary, because what it proves is that this new Constitution is null and void. It's null and void. It's invalid. Why? Because those so-called founding fathers were authorized, and Patrick Henry and I think John Adams were outside of that group. They totally resisted a central federal system. So they were authorized only to provide revision to the original Confederate Constitution, not to create a new one. And then they had to get all 13 unanimous consensus of the original 13 states, which they didn't. They got only 9. So after they created this subversive constitution that would enslave everybody without their informed consent, they created the Federalist Papers, which none of them signed. It was all e publius. Okay, so what did they do? They duped the dupable, gullible colonial populace, which is probably 97%, into believing that they were the people that the new constitution referred to and granted their rights, blah, blah, which it didn't. We the people, when you look at it, is a specific group. And the specific group is the the aristocratic breakaway entities that signed it. We the people and their posterity. That's not us. So the Constitution, and even Philip Berg gets into this relative to U.S. citizenship. What is an actual valid U.S. citizen? So anyway, here we have Susan Boski proving that this new Constitution is totally null and void. So if Mark Levin, the great one, and anybody else wants to have a con or convention of the state, I say, fine, let's beat them at their own game. We go back with Susan Boski's stellar data presentation, Clint Richardson, and say, and others, like the couple you interviewed from Indiana about, you know, common law grand juries. That was a stellar interview. So, fine, we'll just stick it to them, because here it is. There's no escaping it. This is what happened, and this is what didn't happen. They didn't get unanimous consent. They were authorized only to provide revisions. Then they had to get unanimous consent, which they didn't. Then they created the Federalist Papers to dupe the dupable colonial populace, which they did, into supporting the new Constitution. That's how it works to this very day. That's why you have the political party system, divide and conquer. That's why they have get out the vote, get registered. Why? Why do I don't want to do this. I don't want to vote for more slavery. And that's all that happened. The changing of the guards, the slave masters at the local level. So we have to organize at the local level together on this data and other stellar data. It's, you know, like Edwin Vieira. How to dethrone the imperial judiciary. I can't wait to get my hands on that. And that's going to be a major part of our study group here at the local level. And it can be done through local talk shows. You just have to keep badgering away in a diplomatic, palatable manner to inspire people to get involved. But it has to be done on a repetitive basis, the presentation of the facts at all. And unfortunately, that's how it has to be. A law operates on an individual basis via everyone's birth certificate and Social Security trust account, which no one ever authorized with informed consent, which nullifies it.
All right, Fred, thanks for the call, man.
All right, buddy, thank you for the time.
All right, take care. We'll get to more phone calls on what you find to be a practical solution. I don't know if I heard one there, but I heard a lot of good ideas, that's for sure. 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. We got Fred in California still in line, and then Rick in New Mexico coming up in just moments.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
And back to the phone lines we go. Let's talk now to Fred in California.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm really happy that you're discussing solutions instead of, you know, redefining the existing problems. I've thought about this for quite a while, and I think that we have a structure that's already in place that could be very effective, and has been effective to a certain extent over the many years that I've, been taking an active part in, and that is the talk show format in itself. Up to this point, talk shows have become very professional and very good at describing the problems, and I think it's time for talk show formats to redefine themselves into more of a proactive format. And it's going to take marketing, but it comes in the point of attacking the dollar in such a way as you could market yourself in the form of opinion polls that can be taken. People can, you've got to give the public a feeling that they're participating and having a say-so. So, for instance, let's say your show covers certain topics during the week or a certain time period. Then comes voting time. And during that time, you can vote on certain issues. This is going to take marketing, and so that your poll becomes very much recognized around the United States. So it could be where talk shows are going to have to communicate among themselves, organize into this proactive approach. Like I said, it could be in the form of opinion polls. It could be in the form of informing people what corporations and businesses have thrown money to support certain propositions that work against what you feel. And money talks. Now, for instance, to give you an example, I went down to a major market, starts with an S and ends with a Y. And I walked in there and I asked for the manager, and you do this very nicely. And the manager comes down and I'll say, geez, this is quite a spread you got here. Really nice. And where he's talking about his store, finally he says, well, what can I do for you? And I said, well, I just wanted to say goodbye. What? I said, yeah. I said, your company donated $375,000 to the anti-37 proposition in California, which would have allowed the naming of GMO foods on all your products. And you say, I just want to say goodbye, and I'll be doing my business down the street. I won't name that market. But I believe that there is a structure, and it is the talk show format. You guys are in the trenches. And up to this point, what I find frustrating about talk shows is that they're very good in describing the problems. It's very tough to organize people. It's tough. Try repairing a street and getting people organized to dish out some money, and you'll find out. But I believe that the talk show format needs to become proactive. It needs to morph into something that has more effect and effect on the dollar. So, for instance, at the end of this week, we have voting time, and I can vote against whatever. And that's just what I've come up with at this point, short of everybody not paying taxes or, you know, this type of thing. But I think it's time for talk show formats, and RBN is one of the greatest. There's some other really great ones out there. But if you can get the people and instill in them that they can make a change, that they do have an effect through the talk show format, which means you guys have got to change your ways here and become more proactive. So I'll just throw that out there to you.
Great stuff. Thank you, Fred. Take care.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call, Bob.
All righty. Let's talk to Rick now. Hello, Rick. Rick in New Hampshire or New Mexico, is it?
New Mexico. Yes, sir.
Hey, how are
you? Okay, Bob, yeah, you are soliciting solutions. You know, I've been giving this some thought as well. And to me, it seems to me that the first thing we should do if we're going to solve any of our problems in this nation, whether they're economic or empire building or social issues, is to make sure we have people in government that are loyal to this country, and that means no dual citizens. I listened to Nathaniel Kapner last night talking about this. First thing we need to do is to eliminate all dual citizens from government. If you're not going to be loyal to this country, they shouldn't be in government. You know, especially dual citizen Israelis, because, you know, Israel is number one to these people. That's my suggestion.
I don't disagree with that.
You know, if they're going to be calling a constitutional convention, that should be number one on the list, in my opinion. No dual citizens in government. If you're not going to be loyal to this country, you should not.
So you're not saying no dual citizens in general, but no dual citizens in office.
Correct.
Okay.
Dog catcher right on up to president. And, I mean, you know, it only makes sense.
My dog catcher, by the way, is a dual citizen.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, any government, anyone in government.
No, I hear you. I don't disagree with that. I could go for that. I don't know how much that will change things because, you know, they're still, regardless of whether or not they're technically a citizen, they're still bought out by various special interests, including special interests of criminal nations like Israel.
That's another thing is I vote with my dollars. You know, I'm very much into this the boycotting of Israel issue that's going on right now. I use a lot of grinding wheels, and the company I buy grinding wheels from sent me some that were made in Israel. I promptly boxed them up and sent them right back. Besides, they just didn't work as well as the ones from Brazil. But dual citizens, especially in Congress, no, should not be there. If they need to take a loyalty oath to America and America only, and that's the only persons that, in my opinion, we should have serving in government. Is it true, Bob, I understand you're Jewish. Is it true that, I don't know if you attend synagogue, but I understand
No,
that
let me just clarify. I come from a Jewish family. I'm not a practicing Jew, nor am I partial in any way to it, but go ahead.
Okay, well, have you attended synagogues then as you were growing up?
Right.
Is it true that services in synagogues begin by singing the Israeli national anthem?
That chorus, as you said, in synagogues? I don't remember that to be the case. Although in the synagogue I grew up in, there was definitely a heavy Zionist agenda throughout the religious ceremonies. And that's, let me put this into perspective. That's from a Reform perspective. Now, some of the Hasidic Jews and the folks that make up Jews Against Zionism, they don't support Israel at all. And those, in my mind, are perhaps even closer to the real Jews, not this political, cultural Ashkenazi group that
I come. Most aggressive either.
No, they're not. No.
So the ones that are most aggressive attend synagogues that sing the national anthem for Israel, and they're also.
Oh yeah, I mean, I remember quite a bit of things like that. You know, in growing up, I mean, we would face towards Israel doing a certain prayer and so on and so forth. So yeah, you're right. It's quite discouraging. But I tell you what. Non-Jews alike show just as much respect to Israel because there's so much propaganda in the media. With